Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh, I'm just doing the final touches on my moon speeder. I'm refurbishing an old moon speeder so that I might cruise around in my off time while not warning humanity of its own doom. Oh, I just need a lug nut. If you in the past possess a lug nut, build a time machine, set the coordinates for the end of time, and send that lug nut to me, care of you. Oh, what's the point? You know what? I'm just going to take some pictures of it and post it on Moonbook. It's just a book. It's a book that's a scrapbook that I made. Moonbook, add me. Add me on Moonbook. In your future, politics will be fraught with scandal, abuse of power, and hubris. Also, in your present, the same. Blown your mind yet? It's satire.
Mr. President,
Mr. President,
Mr. President,
Mr. President,
Mr. President, just a moment.
Mr. President, are you?
Mr. President, please.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. All right. I guess you've all seen the allegations.
We've seen the allegations, sir. We were here to take your statement, sir.
We want to know. What do you have to say?
Are
you ashamed?
I wish that I could defend myself.
What do you mean you wish you could defend yourself?
Sure,
I mean,
sir, wishes aren't real. You wish for things to make them. This isn't magic, sir.
No, hold on.
Just defend yourself.
You know what? You guys had your chance to ask me questions, but as soon as you say that wishes aren't real, wishes are real.
What?
Okay? I wished last night on a star that I could defend myself against these allegations. And the star exploded.
Sir,
okay?
Sir.
The star exploded.
Sir, was that an omen? Can I ask a question?
I can't comment on omens. It's before the courts.
Sir,
Mr. President.
Sir,
what
star exploded,
Mr. President,
sir? Known supernovas have been documented by the scientists, sir. No new supernovas have been discovered within the last 24 hours.
You know what? No, I'm not
going to.
Are you going to resign?
What are you going to do about these allegations?
I have no reason to resign.
What do you mean?
You were just at the star last night, sir.
No. I wish. I made a wish.
Mr. President, are you ashamed?
I made a wish! I made a wish and a star exploded! I am the destroyer of worlds! I will be your undoing! Bow before me and tremble in awe at my glory!
I cannot take any more comments at this time. I'm gonna go back to do my job running this universe. Returning phone calls.
Was that an official statement, sir?
Can we quote you on that?
I don't even know what I just said. So I'm going to go back to work, doing what I do, just saving the organisms of this universe money. Credits, Bitcoin, and star currency.
Jeff, did you hear that? He just left.
Wow,
But you know what? There's like this weird mist that is left lingering where he was standing.
It's just a weird purple mist. It's just hanging in midair.
Oh, it's cloying, too. Oh, God. I can taste that. What the hell is that?
I don't
that?
Know what that is.
Oh, my God. Guys, I'm tasting the mayor. I'm tasting the president right now.
I know. It's so weird. It's like visceral.
This is salt.
It's so salty. It's sulfurous.
It's like an MSG, like, amped up, you know, like three times. Like, roughly three times more. But it's pungent.
I'm just reviewing the video feed. It came from his crotch.
It did. Look at that.
It's filtering through his pants.
I don't think we can run this story.
Why not? Well, we have video evidence. He's clearly involved in shady dealing.
Yeah, but you know what? Until we have this thing, like, airtight, going wide with this, going public with this, no one's going to believe this.
Okay, it's time for the... Oh, here's the police chief. Oh.
All right, I'm here to answer your questions and make a statement on behalf of the space police. Can only comment on what we've seen. We have the data file, the video evidence. We restored it from
Chief,
a hard drive.
Are you saying you've restored a video from a hard drive? Is that what you're saying right now?
Chief?
Are you saying that?
I believe I did.
Is the president of the universe in it?
Combien de...
Chief!
Is the president of the universe in...
Would you just answer us?
Files?
Answer
Sir.
Us!
On the recovered files.
Oh my God! Jeez, just get to the point!
Video of...
Holy shit! Would you just hurry up and answer us?
Video that has been mentioned in the press before.
What? What does that even mean?
About Sir. The thing that was in the press before. So I think you know what I'm talking about.
Sir, Kevin Jarn of the Lunar Sentinel here, sir. May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Sir, can you conclusively confirm that the President of the Universe is featured in this video file that was leaked last year? Can you confirm that?
Chief.
I can confirm that we have seen a video in which the activities take place that have been mentioned in the media before.
Can you inconclusively deny, sir, that the president of the universe is Gorbtard out of his slink tank on Startar?
Startar is a contraband substance, sir.
I have seen the video, and I am very disappointed.
En français, sir, the video indicates that the president of the universe is immersed in a vat of Startar. Startar, and he is surrounded by known galactic
whores.
Sir, is this what you've seen in the video?
Very disappointed.
Are you disappointed in the president's behavior or the audio and visual quality of the video?
Yes.
Are you disappointed in Startar as a substance, sir? Is that what it is? The quality of the Startar was not high enough? Is that what you're disappointed in?
I am not one to comment on the quality of anything other than the video, which is very grainy. We have recovered it from a hard drive. And it's a very, very disappointing video.
How hard was this drive?
En français! Chief! Are you disappointed in the hardness of the drive, sir?
Chief! Was it diamond?
It was very firm.
On the Mohs scale, sir!
Chief!
On the Mohs scale, 1 to 10, how hard was this drive?
It was very firm.
How would you rate yourself, sir, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Very firm.
See, I would give you a 3.
Okay.
That's just what 2 above talc, sir! It's not very hard!
No, but... Talc is very useful.
Are you saying? Are you connecting talc to the president of the universe
I'm
at this moment?
Can we run the story, sir, that you are making this connection?
You are the media, and in this time, you are running things.
Sir, are you going to resign?
I have no reason to resign. I simply watched a video, so I don't see why I should resign for watching a video. Although it was very disappointing.
Can we see the video? Is it a hologram?
Yes, actually, we can show the video.
Can we see it? Can we watch it in a holosuite and interact with it?
Yes, you can do it right now. Step right through here. If the press would like to walk through this door, enter this chamber, and we will turn on the holosuite.
Do we need to be sterilized or in any way, any of our organisms that naturally habitate on the surface of our skin, do they need to be irradiated from us?
You were already sterilized when you walked into this press conference.
Was that the purple mist that emanated from the president's crotch, or was that something nefarious?
Is that Startar?
I am not willing to say if it was nefarious or not.
Well, I want to see this hologram.
Okay, well, I mean,
right,
let's all head in.
Right this way, please, media. Go right ahead through this door.
Okay. Okay, where are my whores at? Hello? Whores!
Whores!
Yeah, we're here.
I need a hookup, all right, you guys? Where the F is Dante?
I'm right here, man. What are you looking for?
I'm shaking at work. My pores are empty of tar.
Yeah.
And I need to be submerged in tar right now.
I'm gonna wheel this tank up here, sir. Like, this is where you get in. This is premium grade star.
Oh, yeah, what star?
Betelgeuse.
All right. Observe. The presidential robe removes.
Ooh.
Falls to the floor.
Wow.
All right, we're all getting in together. Everybody hold hands around the tank.
All right. This is good. I feel connected to
everybody
you.
Else want to take their clothes off?
No, I'm good.
And let's get in the tar!
He got into the vat of star tar.
He's
taking it into his mouth.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I'm getting so effed up right now. Space whore.
Yeah.
Spoon some of this shit in my mouth. Yeah.
Oh, this is crazy.
I can't believe it. Who does this?
Oh. You know what I wish?
What do you wish?
I wish that I...
You know wishes don't come true, right?
Oh, yeah? You want to bet?
What are we talking about?
You want to bet?
You talk about?
Why don't you wish on a star?
Watch me. I'll wish on a star.
Uh-huh.
Watch me wish on a star.
Yeah.
All right? I'll focus my energy on that star.
Make your wish.
It exploded.
Boom. A wish came true.
You know what? That thing is like 4 light years away, so you must have wished on that exploding that star 4 years ago, and the light from it just came now.
Is that what happens?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Holy shit. Unless I got a wish beam that travels 4 times the speed of light. Have you thought about that, asshole? Huh?
That never occurred to me.
My head wears the hat!
Hey, man, I'm not contesting your hat wearing, man!
Oh, I could hit you if I wasn't slowed down by tar right now.
Hey.
I can't move my arms or legs, all right?
Don't look at me like that!
Don't
look at me like that! Don't look at me like that!
Was he 4 light years away? Huh? How far away was he?
You proved him, man.
He was an inch away from my lips.
Your head wears the hat, man. Your head wears the hat.
So what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do, Horace? Can anybody move their arms or legs?
I'm immobilized.
It's the tar.
Yeah, I think it's hardening.
It's hardening.
We're gonna be here for a long time. Hey, are you filming that?
Guys, he blew up a star and then blew up a man. The president of the universe is responsible for the murder of a man, the
Dante.
Destruction of a star, and doing star tar.
Holy crap, you know, that is a laundry list of offenses. Not to mention, there's a good chance that he exists in all spaces and all times and all points in time and space because he blew up a star that was 4 light years away.
Are you saying he's a pan-dimensional hyper-being?
That's what I think I'm saying.
I think he is. We gotta get out of here. We gotta report this.
Hey, fucktards.
Oh, Mr. President.
You guys reporters?
I write for the Lunar Sentinel, yeah.
Oh, for Lunar Sentinel? Let me give you guys a little heads up of what's going on right now, all right?
Sir, just because we're the media doesn't make us bad guys.
No.
No. It's Talk 5810590, and we're here with the President of the Universe. Can't believe you're actually doing your radio show today.
You know what? People are on my side. They want to hear. People all across the existence of time and space want to hear what I have to say, what my brother Floored has to say. Hey, how you doing, Floored?
I'm doing great. I think this is what people want. People want. We give people what they want. We listen to the people,
yeah.
And we respond to them.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And this is we give them what they want.
And we have a lot to say.
My brother and I.
You know. There's a lot of allegations. People believe that I was in...
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
Total conspiracy.
By everyone.
Yeah.
By the left-leaning everything.
Okay.
You know, I took a look. I looked through reality's largest telescope last night, all right?
Yeah, I was there.
What?
I saw it. I saw him do it.
Yeah, each has an eye hole.
Yep.
We shared eye holes.
Yep.
We looked through
a
telescope,
that a lot.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
We looked through.
Yep.
We looked at the infrared spectrum.
Yep.
You know what I saw?
Yep.
All of reality leans to the left.
There it is.
That's what happens.
Wow.
So you know what? People don't... So any perspective you have,
yep.
is biased.
So we are counterbalancing reality by representing a lean to the right.
Exactly. I just want to say, let's see the tape, because we don't know if that was tar that I was lying in.
Wait, you're admitting you were lying in something?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if I am, well, how do we know it's tar? Maybe I was lying in the blood of an aurochs. Maybe I was in blood of an aurochs.
Why
I was
would
lying
you do that?
In.
Why would you lay in blood?
I lay in aurochs blood all the time.
Sure.
That's what people know about me.
It's relaxing.
You know, you walk down the street, people are going to walk up to you and say, the president sleeps in aurochs blood. He sleeps in a vat of aurochs blood.
You ever been to a spa? You know, the hot mud? You know, the hot stones? Hot aurochs blood.
Hot aurochs blood.
It's relaxing.
Okay, great. Well, we were going to take some callers, but you guys talked so much.
No, we want to take some callers.
No, we're out of time.
No, fuck that. We're going to take some calls.
Okay, I guess you're the president, okay, here we go. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
It's Dave.
Dave, where are you calling from?
Dave from Scarborough.
Scarborough, fantastic. What do you got to say to the president?
I just want to say he's doing a great job.
Thank you.
That everything the press says about him is totally, it's a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And that video was a total hoax.
Just one second.
Because,
just one second. Floyd, are you on the phone? Are you calling into this show?
Floyd,
is that you?
Yeah, I was calling my cell phone.
Yeah, but you do it in the room?
The calls we get sometimes don't get to the heart of the issue, and I just wanted to get to the heart of the issue so that my brother here can be shown for the fair and balanced pandemicial being that he is trying to do right by this universe.
So I just want to understand,
giving the taxpayers what they want.
That's right.
So you're interested in hearing from the people, as long as the people are you?
He's a people.
I'm a people.
Look at him. He's a people. Why do you want to say he's not a people?
I'm not a pandemicial hyper being.
You just call him a fat fuck?
We'll be right back.
Did you call him a fat fuck?
With the rest
is that what you
of
did?
Hey,
hey, I'm talking to you. Hey, are you calling what you call him a fat fuck?
Thinking running him.
I don't know.
He's a buffoon. He's a complete buffoon.
This has really gone south, guys.
Where is executive council? We are the only ones that have access to him when he's not wearing his armor.
Yeah, it's true. And they say the slow blade penetrates the knife, right? Even though that doesn't really make a lot of sense. They do say that.
I think it's time for some inner council assassination.
Can we get rid of him?
Here's my suggestion.
Let's make it good, because this is it, as far as I'm concerned.
We're at our wit's end, man. We don't know what to do.
We're strong.
We suspend ourselves from the ceiling.
Like spiders.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Wait for him to take his clothes off.
Uh-huh.
Wait for him to take at least 6 layers of his skin off.
Right. Exfoliate, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And when he is at his most vulnerable,
yeah,
meaning his newest, freshest layer of skin.
Baby pink, that's right.
Baby, when he is at his pinkest,
yeah,
his softest. Freshest and his softest,
yeah,
and his most adorable, we descend on him with knives and quarter him. We cut him into 4 pieces.
I like this idea a lot.
And then we look at a compass, right? And we take each of those pieces to the furthest reach of the galaxy, and we incinerate them there.
That's right. Yes,
that's the only way.
It's a fellowship. We have to journey to the 4 corners or the center?
The 4 corners.
The 4 corners of the universe and incinerate his 4 pieces as far away from each other as possible.
Well, let's do it.
In the heart of a supernova, right? Each one?
Yeah, each one in the heart of a supernova. And we have to do it before he destroys the rest of the stars with his wishes.
Just hold on. I just thought of something. There's 1, 2, there's only 3 of us.
Oh, shit. We need somebody from his inner circle.
Maybe we could...
We need,
his brother.
Floored?
We just need to talk to his brother. We need to convince his brother this is the right thing to do.
But there's no convincing Floored. He is just as stubborn as his brother.
What if we bought Floored? What if we bribed him?
He can
That's
be bought.
Idea.
There's one thing that Floored Nognard loves,
yeah,
and that's to be bought.
Of course. That's his weakness.
He loves currency. Bitcoin.
Let's call him up. Let's get him in here. Let's see what he says.
Floored.
Yeah?
Can we discuss some council business with you?
Council business? Let me get my brother.
No. We don't need just you.
Just me?
Yeah, it's a very important council business.
Well, okay. All right. So what is it? What's going on, guys? You guys look sweaty. What's going on?
Well,
what's this stuff from the ceiling here?
Huh?
There's all these, I guess, like bungee cords, hey?
Yeah, what's that's something on? We assembled.
Why are you wearing a three-point... You guys are wearing three-point harnesses.
Yeah, that's what we...
You
that's...
know, fives are safer.
Really?
Why are you wearing three-point... What's going on in here?
How would you...
Hold on a second. Are you guys thinking of suspending yourselves from the ceiling and when my brother comes in here, descending on him with knives, cutting him in four pieces, taking him to the four corners of the universe and destroying each part of him in a stellar body that's also like a supernova? Is that what you guys are thinking?
Yes.
I'm on board.
Okay. Four. All right. All right.
He's a liability, guys. He's a liability.
I can't believe
you'd sell out your brother like that.
He's not my brother. You know he's a pan-dimensional hyper-being, right?
Yeah.
I'm no pan-dimensional hyper-being.
I always thought that.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder how we're brothers if I'm not a pan-dimensional hyper-being too?
I thought maybe, you know, you got your father's DNA where he got his hyper-dimensional mother's DNA. But that's not it.
That's not it at all.
Does he even have parents?
No. He was spawned from the primordial fires of the universe.
My God.
Well, then where did you... How are you his brother?
Adopted.
Oh.
Well, I'm adopted.
It's the simplest explanation usually is.
Wait. He doesn't have parents. But you're his brother. So who adopted you? Did he adopt you?
Yes!
What?
He just needed a brother.
It's his thing. He's got this thing where it's got to be two people all the time. It's got two things. It's got to be two. Yin and yang. The universe leans to the left. Don't you see? The universe leans to the left.
Okay, then. So it's agreed. We're going to... Let's suit up. All right, here he comes. Everybody just in your harness. In your harness. Stand up. Up.
I'm in. Let's go up. Up.
Here he comes. Okay, Floor, you can do this. Steal yourself. Kill your brother. Okay, guys. I shouldn't be talking because he's going to hear me.
Check some hollow mail. Anybody on the phone? Nope, hello?
Anybody
on the phone?
It is not necessary to dial a
one.
Descend!
No! Fire! Fire! Die!
Fuck you doing?
Die!
Die!
Oh my God, you guys cut me!
Die! What
the hell?
Die!
Oh God!
Die!
It's hard to cut through.
My gosh, he wasn't baby pink yet.
Die!
I'll crush you all with my fingers!
Die!
Die!
Stop him! Cut his fingers off!
Oh, my fingers!
Order him!
From one corner!
Step him in the neck!
To the face!
Step him in the neck!
Take his glasses off!
Absorb waves!
No. Break his glasses!
Absorb waves!
Oh, we did it.
He's dead. He's dead. Oh. We cut him off.
All right. We gotta take those pieces.
So much blood!
Oh, God. We gotta take those pieces.
Bleeding tar. He bleeds tar.
He took it in his mouth. Of course, he's bleeding tar.
We gotta get these pieces out of here before they reform.
Oh my God, we still have to travel to the corners of the universe.
What's the fastest way to do that?
Transit. We have to take an absorb way.
Oh,
transit.
God. It's funny. God. It's funny that the only way to destroy him is the thing that he wanted the most.
The irony.
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 Well, that was hard to do, you know? Even though he wasn't really my brother, I feel like I lost someone there who was part of me.
Yes, it was very disappointing.
Yeah, it was, Chief. What about you, Counselor? How do you feel?
Well, the question is, do we release that tape? I mean, the only journalists who saw it were killed in the holodeck.
What good will it do? What good will it do to release that tape and besmirch his memory?
Is there a part of you, Floor, that still loves your adopted brother?
Love's complicated, guys. Chief, Counselor. It's not straightforward, you know? I can't say I loved him. Can't say I didn't love him. But he cared about me. And I guess, in some strange way, I cared about him, too. That's why I want to see those absorb ways get constructed.
Well, that's what they're doing right now. And they're starting with a stop in each corner of the universe. Because there are four new stars tonight, each as distant from here as physically possible. And they burn with the fires of that man's... What's the word I'm thinking of?
Essence,
I guess.
Quintessence?
Pink flesh?
Pink flesh, I guess. I was going to say, you know, integrity.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he had much.
Vision?
Vision?
That's nice.
Essence?
Let's go with skin.
Let's go with skin.
Skin.
Yeah, skin's good.
That man's pink fluorescent skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lighting up the universe. Whenever we look out there, we'll remember him.
Mm. His head no longer wears the hat.
That's the truth.
Nobody's head wears this hat.
No.
Does anybody want to wear this hat?
I'm good. No, I don't think so. I'm good. Didn't lead to good things for him.
So we are a universe without a president.
Maybe it's time for us to learn how to govern ourselves.
Maybe it's time for us to trust the council.
Maybe it's time for us to say leadership is an antiquated and outdated and outmoded idea.
You know, feudalism never had its shot.
You're right about that.
My Head Wears the Hat, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as the President, Reporter 3, and Councilman Spence. Lee Smart as Reporter 1, Whore 1, Dante, Floored, and Councilman Dayton. And Nug Nargang as Reporter 2, Police Chief Dare, Whore 2, the radio show host, and Councilman Ron. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or The Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty Network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid Podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.